This your girl, Gaudy Honey, and this is Real Spill Radio. Of course, y'all going to have to wake up for this crazy crap that's going on today. I'm sitting here getting more news and more news to put into this rumor gossip, and I guarantee y'all going to like it today. This show going to be off the chain today. We got more music playing, but of course I got to get into my girl. First song is going to be Beyonce, No Angel. And then we got some locals that's going to be staying. And then we'll come right back with all the hosts to give y'all that tea. Yay!
Baby, put your arms around me. Tell me I'm a problem. No, I'm not the guy you thought you knew and thought you wanted. Underneath the pretty face. Complicated. I come with a lot of trouble, but I know that's why you see it. Because you're no angel, baby. You're no angel, baby. No, I'm not an angel either, but at least I'm trying. I know I tried to crank it, but would you rather that I be a machine who doesn't notice when you lay or when you're lying? I love you even more than who I thought you were before. Cause you're no angel, baby. Cause you're no angel, baby.
Is it me or am I trying too hard? I looked up and got confused with the star. That made me wonder if I don't make it with it. Hug gonna pull me under. Somebody catch me slipping through this dark tint on my window. Wildy, this got his frowns for me. But what I really need is for someone to smile for me. You know, that sunshine when all my troubles raining down. just enough something to keep a nigga head from off the ground. And I know the devil want my soul. If I trade for money, I might strike some gold. You never know, if I don't blow, I might just lose control. Cause all this stressing for a blessing got me on my toes. But what it feel like? His baby getting hungry, plus he never got money when she need food in her tummy. I guess he gotta rob. Do the crime, you do the time. It's messed up though, they gave my nigga life. And they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they sight. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game. Now you tell me what's realer. Me rap about my life or try to front like I'm a killer. Don't push me though. Through the grapevine I heard. Then respect you, let you rapping about trapping him. And I don't need nobody featured on my shit. Out by myself. Stack this dough out by myself. Pick the pen up. Going right ahead out by myself. Cause I remember how they left when I was begging for some help. Think it's time to show the world with this one. I might f*** around and leave my old girl for this one. Nah, I'm just playing, but I'm just saying no. Got bad, I started feeling like the antidote. Hey, just for my niggas out here tired of stress. Got me guessing, should I take my chance and learn my lesson? I got mouths to feed, and I ain't worried about it. Trying to kill my dream, cause they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they sight. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. Hey, you gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game.
Like that white guy off Limitless. I'm insane mentally. I'm Edward Gain on Pissymmetry. Only thing I smell is big.
rappers that think that your diss songs are limiting me funny. Ha, 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 yo, I'm laughing. Now stop for all of the gassing. Or I'm popping off with the magnum. And the shot sent through your G-Wagon. Hope the news don't catch all this action. Hope it's room to bury your casket, bitch. I don't have time or patience to deal with this rapper shit. I'm on my grind, just focused on us. I don't see none of these rapper clicks. All of this false shit that y'all making up. Where all the bodies you claim y'all get? Where all the houses you claim y'all hit? Just like I thought, shit ain't that enough. It seems like it ain't no one. Trust. Feel like nobody keep peek cause I got a bus. Posted up with my thugs like Nicka. What? And yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feel like nobody keep peek cause I got a bus. Posted up with my thugs like Nicka. What? And yo hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Man, who can I trust?
My bad, y'all. Artists, when y'all send me songs, make sure y'all cut that dead air out at the end. This next song is going to be put in rotation.
Shout out to my homies that were hating. And all them old hoes that I was dating. I would love to see the looks on all your faces, but I'm busy counting money, plus I found you a replacement. Yeah, I bet you feel stupid. Remember when I was about to lose it, even as a student, with the cool with the kids I went to school with, cause I was the only one that rockin' new shit. Bitch ass niggas was on my team, but I got LeBron. The main niggas hatin' be the closest one. Your main bitches leave you when you lose your funds. That's why I ride alone unless I'm riding with my son. And lately I've been feeling like a castaway. Shit changed ever since my cousin passed away. The ice gone and the only shit I have to say is putting trust in the bitch will be my last mistake. Riding around my city, mind on the minute. One day it's gonna come cause tomorrow ain't looking pretty. Spend it when I get it cause I can't take it with me. And I wonder why they all wanna diss me. Mama told me every day's like this, but I'm pissed cause it stays like this. But I guess that's the way life is. Gotta get it cause I wasn't gay shit. Nah. It's like everybody wanna see me falling. In a paper it's the only time they callin'. When they leave they want me to come back crawling. And they wonder why a nigga always stalling. I'm half man, half amazing. And I'm halfway from going half crazy. Yeah. Shout out to them hoes that tried to play me. And the niggas that tried to use me on the daily. Yeah. Hey, how you gon' tell me how to get it? And you ain't even got a pot to piss in. Nigga, why the hell you think I never listen? You just hatin' cause you ain't in my position. Yeah.
Riding through the city, my bitch with me. Rolling up that shit they leave, I'm talking like a hippie. Speed limit 60, but I'm doing about 50. Riding with a warrant till the law come and get me. Oh, oh. Riding with a warrant till the law come and get me. Oh, oh. Riding with a warrant till the law come and get me.
What's up, nigga?
Blue sky, you know how I feel.
Childish. Just to reference the music, that was S-Cam, one of a close friend, Cedric Campbell, with Random Thoughts. Before that, you heard Young TM, and that was Play the Game, and Young Streets Trust. So, yeah, those are people that we have previously played before, except for S-Cam.
But what y'all niggas been up to, man? I told y'all niggas, we coming back. We out. My dad is free.
I'm just saying, man, it's been the last, it feel like it's been like a month. And it's only been
About 2 weeks.
It feel like it's been a month and some change, so. You know, I guess I missed y'all a little bit. But, yeah. As you know, I'm Goldie Honey. My brother, City J, is on the line. And that boy, Chase, is on the line.
Hey, it's National Sibling Day, nigga.
As I have y'all know, I'm only nice to them on the radio show. I don't really like them off here. Just thought I'd let y'all know. For National Sibling Day,
she loves us.
Oh my God, nigga. Anywho. You know the routine and shop. We're going to get into what y'all niggas been up to, and then we're going to, you know, flavor the show up and get it started off right.
Wow.
Daddy Jay, what you been up to, man? I think the last time we talked to you, on the way to the relays.
I was, man. Shout out to the relays. It was pretty turnt. I did more working behind the scenes stuff than being out and about like crazy. Shout out to the mansion party. That was pretty turnt up. They had DJing upstairs. They had DJ at downstairs. They had free food, VIP room. Shout out to me being in that room. And it was lovely. And, man, I think every time I go to relays now, I have to say what I say last time. Shoot, y'all niggas ain't getting no check, but I'll give y'all a brief shout out. Extended Stay America, right there off of the Highway 1 or whatnot. It is, man, that mud right there, let me tell you. It's in a perfect location because, you know, everybody just stay on the 35 side of 6th Street. We were on the opposite side of 6th Street, so it was just easy to get to where you need to get to. We had a liquor store within walking distance. Never in the history of me being real, doing relays, I've been in a liquor store walking distance. We had a grocery store right by. We had everything, and because we had a kitchen in the room, we cooked most of the time. We went to Cheddar, shout out to Cheddar, but really, shoot, we were throwing down the room. We were cooking the room and stuff. Like breakfast.
Y'all didn't make breakfast. None of that hotel barbecue, though. Y'all ain't about that life.
Ah, shit. We had a real kitchen. Shit, fuck that. Shoot, you
want that hotel barbecue.
Shout out to the hotel barbecue, though. That was shout out to the hey, hotel barbecue. That brings back December 7th memories. Hotel barbecue, but it was turnt, man. And shoot, last week I started off of boating at Zig Lounge. So yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. A lot of stuff's going on all at once. And shoot, man, as this week I've been kind of on my health game like real hard this year, but I went to the phase and joined Goldie's 30-day challenge, the male edition. Which guys, you serious? You join? If you're serious about losing weight, yes, guys can be serious about losing weight just like women. Join it. Don't have to feel so in the closet about being one to lose weight. You'll definitely join it. So. Yes, and I put it out there. I mean, some of you don't want to know the secret what I started doing. I started doing, you know, you had to keep showing the rest of life is mean, so I wanted to see what the hype was about. So we will see how that goes. And that's a little bit in the nutshell what's been up with me.
Chase?
It's been pretty quiet on the home front. Things are calmer at work this week. Today that five year anniversary though. So we went up to eat, and we here. everything been pretty chill, man. My homie at the job though, she came in there with the clown hair, and she said her brother told her she looked like Ronald McDonald.
Oh no, not Carrot Top. Can I hold it like Carrot Top?
Black would be Carrot Top. Me, myself, I haven't been up to much. Been apartment hunting, y'all. I hate this shit. I'm definitely like 85% old school woman, but the 15% is the type of woman that didn't want to plan no wedding because it's annoying. I'm the type of woman that don't want to go apartment hunting. I don't want to do none of that shit. But yeah, we found two prospective places that looked like, you know, they were straight or that, you know, that they have a nice price. So we're possibly going to be going and sitting down and talk to the people or whatever. But that's what
Hey, move in party.
I don't like that. I don't know what's with y'all black people and wanting to have a fucking a half on a party at this damn house. One more person telling me, oh yeah, I see that courtyard. We gonna have some ribs in the courtyard. We gonna have some crawfish. It's like, yeah, I get a lot. Yeah, that's all I've been.
You better have a band with us. You can't let everybody know what a secret on hideout gonna be.
I think our best apartment was Ridge Crest. That was the best one, I think. Placement, everything. Everything was better about that one. And it was big. It was right next to Quick Trip. Not Quick Trip, it was next to the racetrack. Only one, well, no. Even that still didn't have anything on it. I was going to say the Gateway, but Gateway didn't have nothing on Ridge Crest, man. Except for them freaking bills. Them freaking bills are horrible.
You said the bills.
The bills at Ridge Crest were so goddamn high. You might have to stay and put it this way. You might have to stay in the house for the price of Ridge Crest cost a month. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought another rent was high. But
shout out to that kind of old Xbox.
It was spacious. I will say that it was real spacious in there. That's about it because the internet was garbage.
Oh God. You had to pay. Oh, God, that wet-ass wildfire where you had to pay. Oh, my God.
That's another thing I'm looking for. The only two options I have, Charter and AT&T.
Man, Charter got a new, they got a new Spectrum.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're
going to
be twice as fast as what I used to have. So. But
man,
Time Warner got my speed together. But they ripped me off. Like, I'm going to have to call them because they, you know, I accidentally paid my bill twice last month, so I shouldn't owe any money. And they over there telling me I owe money. Like, I owe, like, $20. And I'm like, y'all telling me y'all raised my bill because y'all fixed my speed to where it was supposed to be in the first place when I first moved in over there. Like, so they're going to be paying for my bill next month. I'm going to make sure they He catch my rat.
That nigga tripped by 20. I was going, some people just crack me up.
It's the principle, though. They charging me for a speed that I already I was supposed to be getting. Yeah.
And then they still ain't reimbursing for that, so they need to go ahead and move the hell on with that anyway.
So, yeah, they're going to give me that. I'm going to make sure they give me another month for you.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking for an internet provider. I'm not trying to get no
Both of those options you got are probably the best ones. Like,
they're very
easy to look at prices.
Yeah,
so you can get the AT&T, you good, and Charter, you know for sure is good. So.
Man, if only she could get that business speed one we had. Man, that Charter speed was so fast. God, man, how fast we downloading stuff? Like we had something down a five, like Maple was downloading so freaking fast over at the end. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, but that's how it is over here now. But like, still download so fast now, but.
Well, they said, y'all can't get Charter, though, huh?
Nah, all we can use this time, like, in this area, like, Louisville and Carrollton, Flowerman, like, that's Charter, that's Time Warner Central. And Time Warner is probably the worst provider ever. Like, the cable is cable. Like, it's the same as Charter or whatever else kind of cable. But, you know, the customer service is weird, and the internet itself used to be very inconsistent until we figure out the problem.
But you get to watch Pete Diddy channel, man.
Shut up. Oh, see, Charter comes with a free modem. Y'all got me over here price matching on the show.
Yeah, it came with a free modem too. I said
$30. I don't get they're so stupid of how they word this stuff. I guess because they don't want to just say introductory pricing because they know they're gonna go up. But it says $40 for 12 months on a one-year contract. Okay. It's usually like $40 for 12 months on a two-year contract, but they want to be stupid with their stupid wording.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, yeah, we'll probably go with them then.
So,
I have a thing about the throwback
question. How's everybody else doing? How's everybody out there doing? How y'all week go?
They
ain't
listening to you. They not paying you no attention.
They were. They said it went great.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask y'all no questions about this Charter stuff. I'm having a slow moment, but I'm gonna move on from that, man. Like you said, I mean, y'all hope y'all niggas been good. So while we're talking about this here, might as well go ahead and get into this gossip. Okay. So this first story is all over the black gossip sites right now. And
Black Twitter, Black Facebook, whatever.
Your boy 40 Glock been acting a fool against the game again. Because, you know, 40 Glock got knocked out by, I think it was the game, Entourage, or was it the game? I don't remember, but I know that was a while back. And so, you know, he had said he was with his baby mama. You know, people was like, you lying, show a picture so we know it's real. And so he been going on the spree all day, all week and stuff, you know, posting pictures of his baby mama smoking, talking about she's supposed to be a teacher, but she's smoking weed with me, rolling my stuff up in the car. He's calling his kids ugly, talking about I just took your ugly kids in. Come get my stepkids because, you know, daddy don't want to play with them right now type stuff. He on that type of childishness. And so everybody is giving their opinions on what they feel about 40 Glock being a little B. You should have just got knocked out and went on about your business.
Get knocked out like a man.
So now you finna get yourself in some deep doo-doo. Like, I don't know if the game is about that life because he does have a butterfly on his cheek, but, you know, you play around with me and mine, you know, male or female. I'm not going to just sit there and be like, ha-ha, it's a joke.
like you posting pictures of my kids, you know, unsafely, you know, posting pictures of my kids, saying that you around them, knowing that me and you have beef, and you only talking to my baby mama to make, you know, make me mad type stuff, like, mm-mm. I don't know, man.
What y'all think? You know, I mean, and, you know, shout out to my girl Raquel Sweets, who actually worked for him. That, you know, so I get some more inside information on that firsthand. But, you know, but she already know how I am. I don't be giving a fuck. Like I feel like this nigga just be always trying so hard to stay the news. I mean, to stay
I
relevant.
I cry so hard.
Yes.
'Cause nobody would talk to me but teasing.
Oh, I swear that song was in my head today. I was like, I feel like this fool's been a senior son today. I guess I was right. But nah, man, like I feel like that he just tries so hard to be relevant. It's annoying. Like, no, like, all right, bro, what song have you put on the radio that we know? Don't worry,
I don't know what the dude is, but I think he produced a song for somebody and something, I don't know. But either way, stop crying, man.
He's like, what's up, boy? Tell me where to go. What's his name?
E-40.
He's like E-40 before E-40 became relevant to everybody except the West Coast.
Oh, so he looked whack.
He's a West Coast rapper, and that's how people
know. Yeah, I know you're a West Coast rapper. Like, I've heard of his name before, but I really don't know
who he is. Oh, he looked like he about kissing 50.
Man, remember,
if he
remember,
ain't kissing 50, he got
what's
a very
name,
old
what's
soul.
What's name looked 40, but he, Trinidad James looked 40, but he ain't been a 27, 28.
Oh, because he started GLT.
This man look like he been in GLT for like 30 years, and you know you got to be at least 50 to go in GLT.
I just want to know if you got 25 cents. You got 50 cents, 25 cents, because on nothing in here costs 50 or 25 cents, but I'm going to ask you what
y'all know. Y'all know I am DVD, but I'm shit quick as hell. Okay, first of all, he must be from Texas originally.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Galveston. This nigga 39, he was old as hell.
He got a very old man face. He don't look his age at all. It's horrible when you don't look your age at all. Like, you just like, oh,
he's
a couple
over G Unit, the G Unit West thing, which I know before G Unit West. But
who is G Unit? Now,
yeah,
G Unit West. And who do they have signed now? I'm sure they got some. They got somebody. Cause you know, cause G-Unit was like the biggest selling label at one point in time, so I'm just curious as to what they got going on. I ain't really been up on game on the bigger label lately.
I was trying to see what his sales are like.
Maybe tell me what your sales look like.
I mean, he's had some notable artists and stuff, but you work with G-Unit, so I don't know. Why would you not have people? But I don't really see. Yeah, I'm looking.
I don't know, but right now in my head, I'm heel toeing Stunt 101.
I'm TGS too.
I TGS is fun. One leg stay bumping, fucking stay bumping, fucking stay bumping.
Well, what we be watching? Oh, we was watching Black Ink, and it's about the First Lady of G-Unit. And Sierra started looking at my face. I said, First Lady of G-Unit? And she saw how gross. I said, let me tell you something real quick.
Who was the
first lady?
First
Lady
of G-Unit.
My check was a business. But she wasn't no more, but she was.
But then it turned into Young Buck.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I want to give a big shout-out to Wally at Music News. Shout-out to my boy, hey, what's his name? Well, Ice JJ Spears is being signed to Young Money.
You know he ain't got no confidence, because he said, like, how you going to tweet out, y'all got to be out y'all's mind if y'all think I actually got signed to Young Money. Like, why would you even say that? You just told everybody you suck.
That's how you know the joke on us.
Well, no, that dude, like I keep telling you, I'm confused. Like, I don't even know anymore. He just that good of a troll or what? But I don't even know anymore.
The first thing I seen, I said to myself when I seen them red glasses he had on in that picture, I was like, yeah, he a troll. Like, even if I'm retarded, I'm not finna pop out with no red rhinestone glasses. It's just not going down, I said that fish. We don't believe
that, that's what Mr. Fab and them.
Oh, man.
If you show us your SSI check, then we'll believe you. But until then, I
said
that fish.
He's doing that track with Eli Porter on.
Huh?
And he'd be on that track with Eli Porter and South Tricky.
They did it. But, you know, they already got the game sold up. That, him and 50 Tyson is already the Kanye and Jay-Z of the game right now. So, you know,
watch
I did it.
Watch the throne to the slow kids. The slow kids on.
So while you over there hating on my boy Eli. That video so childish.
How did you be fired? A dude who
you know that first single was supposed to be Gimpies and Pears? My boy Eli Porter and 50 Tyson coming out with Gimpies and Pears. That's going to be the new jam.
I'm not going there with you. Nope. So, the next story. So, the next story is your girl from Glee, man. She going hard on. I guess Big Sean forgot that she's that Naya Rivera, which is known as the Latina chick from Glee. I guess he forgot that she used to play black girls back in the day when she was a little kid. The Big Sean, he called off the wedding today or whatever, or sometime this week. I don't remember the day.
Supposed to get married?
Yeah, you know, they've been engaged. They've been engaged for a while. Remember, that's why he said, my new girl, please, you
know, I'm making more than you.
Oh, that's why he said that. But he, man, I hate when we bring up names like Big Sean, because then it may be almost want to get on my soapbox, but I'm going to let him make it for the next 5 minutes.
Now, your girl, Naya Rivera, like I said, he must have forgot she used to play black kids, because she went off on him in the most professional black girl way that she could, because she said, she told him, you know, basically that he was a thief and that there was some Rolex watches missing. But the shade cunt came in at when she said, "Oh, it's probably because his old girl was on Glee and she didn't make more money than him." I'm like, "Yes, Naya, girl, you better shoot that shot, because Big Sean told him making about $100,000. He's trying to make about $100,000 a year, you know. So it's all right, Big Sean. It's all right."
She's mixed with Puerto Rican and African American. That's a dangerous mix of
mix.
You do not mess
with them. He shouldn't even be making that. Like, if he's making 100, he shouldn't be making that. Like, this dude, I'm sorry. Like, he's talented. As a matter of fact, his songs that he's supposed to be deep are garbage. The only song of his I like is that one with Nicki Minaj.
The only song I like of his is the one that the bullshitting, the one that came out before he was famous. I like that song. And that's all.
He said, yeah, I'm all my baby with him. No,
he can keep that song. I'm a. You know, we used to sing that song on Xbox Live, though. It used to be funny.
I don't hear Chris Brown sing anymore. Like, not because of his voice, but just like hearing him sing on the song is so annoying. I have nothing against Chris Brown, so I don't know what it is. But I'll just be hearing the song, and then it'll be brand new, but then you hear this person. Yeah.
I was just about to say that he got the Dora the Explorer cricket voice going on.
That's the best. Where are we going? Look at that.
Where are we going?
I don't know. I just can't. I don't know what it is. I think I've just outgrown the voice of people like Trey Songz and August Alsina and people with that type of voice. I've outgrown that because they just sound so childish. I don't know. I can't. Because Chris Brown is supposed to look out of me. He has some jams. I'm not
going to say that. I got to come to Chris Brown in defense on something completely irrelevant what we're talking about. If old dude can get away with running people over on accident, even though he was intoxicated, and killed four people. And Chris Brown, Chris Brown has affluenza too. He too rich to realize that beating up on your girlfriend and battering her down is supposed to give you jail time, and beating up on people in the club is supposed to give you jail time. They're gonna hang give. I don't even know why they got this dude sitting in the cell. If they can let somebody get away with killing four people.
Mm-mm.
But that ain't nothing we're just talking about. But, yeah, there we go.
The bad didn't change the world. Chris brought that Lord up. He's doing that Lord song. He's got that Lord. Like, what the hell is that shit?
No, I want to know why that random-ass girl is on that song too. You know, like that random chick they always put on the song. Like, hey, what's that other song? She said like two words, singing in the background. You know what I'm talking about, Sierra.
What?
That one chick that Chris Brown
with the
band
with the girl at the end.
Out of nowhere, just say like two words and then disappear again. I don't know why she was on the Loyal phone.
Yeah, I know that's that girl that did that drop and low girl. And then you see that's why she don't sing none of the songs no more. Cause she still getting
that too
money.
She was on Loyal.
Yeah, but I'm saying you haven't heard her a lot. Like she used to be on the background of all of his songs. They say Chris Brown is known as a songwriter, but if you go and look up I forget the name, I just said it, Esther Dean's credentials. Not only has she, at a very, very young age, has she wrote many of
Esther
people
Dean.
Like Harry Hilton
oh,
songs,
okay.
But she's written plenty of Chris Brown, which is why she's always on the end
But she can get away with Chris Brown can get away with, these are R&B pop artists. They can have somebody write in for them. Rappers, that is a rap rule that you got to be writing your stuff. That's why you know, man. You know, I can't give Kanye props because, I mean, even his latest stuff, like his stuff that people think goes hard now. I mean, close your eyes and listen to him rap that stuff. You will hear Pusha T all over it.
Close your fucking eyes. You said close your eyes, too? Well, what happens if they close your eyes on Tyler's Dropout and make good decisions?
You ain't got to close your eyes for that. We already know him right now. Better late than never is. Oh, yeah.
some people don't know, man. Y'all know, you know, because people are too afraid to say they give people ghostwriters.
Yeah, if you like classic first two album Kanye, then you would love any album by Ryan Fifth. Go check out. Matter of fact, I'm just thinking of some albums I can recommend. Check out Blue Collar. Check out Man in the Mirror mixtape. Check out these albums. You'll be like, yo, this dude sound like Kanye. And he's gonna be like, oh,
you know what? Especially this is a brand new. You go to this, I was like, damn, that sound like Ryan Fifth busting up. Like, come on, Kyrie, man. You sound like you rapping just like Brown Fest on brand new. And I noticed he used the same. What did he use that verse in originally? Because he used that verse in another song. Like, can he copy and paste in another song verse and use it on brand new? Like, bro, how you a song called brand new using an old ass verse?
The thing that annoys me about original artists nowadays, they write their own stuff, like Lil Wayne, for instance. I tell my husband all the time, I don't have anything against Lil Wayne. It's just that people need to stop praising him as a god in 2014, because when Lil Wayne was hot, he hasn't made a song that doesn't use the same exact words since he's been hot, in like, you know, years ago. Like, all of his songs, he references all of his older songs, the whole song. And, like, it's annoying as hell.
You can't tell me he ain't innovating there. All his songs are Dining on the Pussy and Lick, Lick, Lick the Kitty. And
he's like one of the people who just turned a certain age. And Nurses just started saying, you know what, I'm going to stop saying go eat pussy no more. It's like he's one of another type of dudes, and he's like, now he's obsessed with letting us know every 5 seconds.
Hold on, somebody next.
Like, bro, we get it. You eat pussy now, I think. We get it. Every reference.
Yeah, y'all sister-in-law over here wrecking on Call of Duty.
That shit's like that life,
you should know. Tell her to get off, because she wasn't on when I was on earlier.
I was in
the GTA. I
didn't
let the GTA
up, so
like.
Esther Dean's net worth is $7 million. $7 million.
I know. This is for an artist that's fairly unknown. Like, nobody really knows who she is, but she making money in the cut. That's the stuff.
What are you talking about?
Esther Dean. That's our net worth.
That's what I'm saying. She did. The funny thing that trips me out, that because people
are so strong
out on who writes who song, you know, somebody like Carrie Hilson, who tried to come for Beyonce, it's a dean that wrote the only three hits that Carrie Hilson made money off of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, you know, it's really like, do you really want to beef off a songwriter in R&B? Because it's very well known that nobody writes their hit in R&B. You know,
While we on this for a second, I'm going to throw some random at y'all and have y'all laughing as hell. These are top 20 hip-hop earners. I'm going to go from number one down. Diddy, then Jay-Z, then Dr. Dre. Master P at number four? That tripped me out. 50 Cent, Ice Cube, Birdman. Snoop Dogg, number 8, Eminem, number 9, Kanye West, number 10, thank you, Ryan Fest. Number 11, thank you, I'm sorry to say thank you, Ryan Fest, for pushing through. Number 11, Lil Wayne, 12, Pharrell, 13, LL Cool J, 14, Timberland, 15, AKI still doing it, 16, Ludacris, 17, Busta Rhymes, 18, Nelly, 19, T.I., 20, Andre 3000. So, yeah. Niggas is fucking doing it, man. I'm gonna start a little bit slightly more often. I was reading Forbes, hiphop-network.com. That's pretty cool. That's at this front of Esther Dean's thing. I was like, what the hell?
You said that's how you what?
I say, that's how I found Esther Dean's network on here. They be pretty on it.
They don't know.
Yeah, you know, that dude I realized too with him. That dude is Rico Love. I mean, he been doing a lot of stuff. Like, he been writing a lot of, you know, Trey Sons and stuff albums stuff for a while. Like,
but that's because have you noticed that Trey Songz hasn't jumped on anybody's song that he doesn't sound like?
Yep.
I know, that's why him and Uncle Al seem to beef, and they're the same person. He beefing with his alter ego.
But even on the Rico Love one, he sounds just like Rico Love when he got on that song.
Because Rico Love brought out his shit. That's why every time you hear a song go, yeah, you know, turn lights on, then you know that's Rico Love on the song.
Oh, he just turned lights on. I was thinking of Marianne.
You ugly.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's like, if y'all seen Black Twitter go in, they posted this picture of Lil Mama that she went out this weekend. Everybody's speculating that she went and got some type of facial surgery because she actually doesn't look like she's in her 50s.
All right. I need to cut it out.
There has been up to all weekend. I mean, all week, pretty much.
I have to go see her.
But to me, they're saying that she looks better, but she looks plastic in the picture. She looks cute, but she looks plastic.
Are you talking the picture of her avatar?
I have no idea. I just know I've seen. Is it blonde hair?
No, it's not blonde hair.
No, then that's not it.
Let me see if it's on her Instagram.
I'm sure if you just Google Lil Mama, it'll be one of the top stories that pops up on Google. But, yeah, everybody's speculating that she went and got, like, facial rejuvenation and stuff and got some wrinkles, Botox out, because her face looks put together and she has a full face of makeup on and doesn't look strong, is basically what everybody's saying. And I tell people all the time, Little Mama's one of the very few people that I disagree with that when people say, oh, shit, Joe, is she ugly? Like, because I know plenty of people that look like Little Mama, like exactly like Little Mama in real life, and they be our baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like,
they look like Precious, but then they want to sit around talking about Lil Mama Ailey with the Big Mama like Precious.
Oh, my thing is, what? Lil Mama's not ugly, though. That's fucking stupid, man. Personal opinion, she's not ugly.
There's plenty of people that look like Lil Mama, like, just like her in real life. And because you thought that you had you a nice, bad, light-eyed chick, you don't think your girlfriend looks like Lil Mama because you think she cute. But she looks just
Mama.
Like Lil Mama.
So, speaking of Lil Mama, throwback Thursday. Remember when she was doing the Soulja Boy and tripped over that cord?
speaking of Lil Mama on throwback Thursday, remember when she got the stage from New York?
That's like the shining point of her career. She can't be like, nothing else she'll ever do in her career is going to top the Hova Chat moment.
That's what Lil Mama don't understand. Had she never went up on that stage, people would not go in on her the way that they do.
Yeah,
like,
that's her career staple, man. You done got up there and you done been at the Hova Tap, and now I still use Hova Tap whenever I see anything that looks remotely like that.
That was a day that everybody joined Twitter, too, because that was the best VMAs so for social media. Like, that was when Twitter and when everybody started joining stuff off of their smartphones and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everybody and their mama started getting smartphones.
Remember when they had that with Martin Luther King on the podium?
Let's
take a poll now from each other. Which one is worse, Lil Mama or Drake?
Drake was funny because it was just the way how goofy the pose looked.
Y'all,
that's made the Drake thing so funny, man.
Y'all talking about the wheelchair one or the one where he
fell? I'm talking about the one where
he had the video of Rick
Ross. Yeah. On the No New Friends one. They made that Jordan logo.
They had the NBA logo, and they had Drake for the
NBA logo.
That nigga was posted. He was at graduations. These are all kind of, I care with y'all, man. Y'all play too
frequently. And then right after that, what he did
ever. That was the best VMAs ever, I promise you, because I swear Lil Mama was at every gathering after that. She was like, she traveled back in history. They even had her at as Judas. That's up a picture. Lil Mama. They was Black Twitter. That's when Black Twitter started. The VMAs, I think it was 2009. If she would have never walked up on that stage, she would have been all right. But she want to go up there and get a hover tap, talking about she feel the New York spirit, and that's what led her to the stage.
I had liked the song too, but I wouldn't be feeling it that much. I just drift onto the stage.
I ain't lost my mind. Do y'all be using that website, memegenerator.net? I just started climbing that hole now.
Remember that Drake thing shortly after the No New Friends thing where he was like that lady was like in front of him or something, and he was like kind of like shimmying toward her. And then they had him, like, dancing
yeah.
the halftime with the cheerleaders. I mean, that was just
He was a drum major.
Hold up. But then that just reminded me of Jaheim. When Jaheim had the
Jaheim.
Really
Oh, yeah, Jaheim was getting roasted, too. Oh, it was confident. Black Twitter was
and
really
see,
roasted.
Maybe if it was in a music video or something, it wouldn't have got chastised the way it did, but he wore that damn Willy Wonka suit to Whitney Houston's funeral.
They had
you know
a ball.
They
really
had holding up Simba and stuff. Like I was like, y'all are tripping, man. The Rafiki one probably was my favorite, and then when they actually put his head, on Willy Wonka, like I was done.
Who knows? Aside from that Little Mama one, that also was a good day for memes because they was integrating her and Kanye because that all happened on the same CMAs. I don't know which one of those memes was funnier that night because they gave Twitter way too much ammo for like a week.
Remember Taylor Swift hit up Kanye though when him and Kim were having their kid, and she was like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Jay-Z and Beyonce had the greatest pregnancy of all time, or whatever it was.
Well, I saw that crap.
Honestly, nobody really knew who she was until Kanye went up there.
Taylor Swift, yeah, because people was like, okay,
first of all,
people were already upset because didn't nobody know who she was, like, musically. I only knew her because of when they started that karaoke app on MySpace, she was one of the songs that all the white people sung, and that's the song that she won with, was that song there. I was like, oh, I know Taylor Swift, and And then he walked up on the stage, and he, you know, I don't know what was wrong with Rockefeller and all of the Rock Nation that night. Because, you know, before that day, Beyonce and Jay-Z rarely went to award shows that wasn't, you know, like Emmys and Grammys. You know, they ain't going to no MTVs and BETs. So the one year they decided to show up, Kanye want to act a fool and be drunk, grabbing on Amber Rose booty and stuff on the red carpet.
You know what, I do like Jay-Z at the Grammys this year, because especially as full of it as they were this year, I'm glad he disrespected that thing. He's talking about a sippy cup for his daughter. I'm glad he did that, because I mean, how does Macklemore win Best Rap Album? Did y'all skip over half the stuff that came out in 2012, like the end of 2012, and all the way through 2013? Like, not even the album was straight, but that thing is not a rap album.
I hate you, Chase.
Well,
Take it down.
That's what I was talking about. Oh, I got Mr. Trigger the song's Facebook. It says, niggas will have a Halle Berry, but will still fuck Felicia on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And that baffles me. How do you praise that? That's just...
Oh, well, that's been a common thing.
Oh, shout out to people that started. Okay, so they've been trying to get me going because I was going to hell in. About, you know, don't see if somebody put a picture up of something that's real fucked up, and they say something nice. Oh, my God, man. I can't eat these pictures they give me, man. These people are just like, this one, oh, God. I got to say, I just tell you, share this picture of y'all right here, and dare y'all say something nice. It's just like.
I ain't looking. What we're going to do is now at 11:02, we're going to come back with the wretchedness in the DFW area, then we're going to get in the pocket change. But we got to take a breather and get into some local music. I got my boy Young TM. He sent me some new music. It's called See It In They Face. Your boy S. Cam sent us one called Won't Stop, and then we're going to play some older local tunes that if y'all tune in, y'all should already know them. Boom.
Already
so we're going to see y'all in just a minute.
Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop.
S kind of king, no affiliation. Jumping in this bitch, gang initiation. Boy, I been the shit like sanitation. All I spit is fire like I'm Kenneth Sage. Hey, why you see a hate? Bitch, money talks, let's have a conversation. Racing, final destination. Boy, I got the Honda looking like I hang with Asians. What's up, the Mason? That be my brother, but we are no relation. Hey, discrimination. Go fuck yourself. Call that masturbation. Don't fuck with bacon. I tell I'm a lake, yeah. I fucked up your lover. That's a fucked up situation. Yeah. Total domination. Got this shit on lock and I forgot the combination. Kill you like Jason. Feel you like raping. Boy, you ain't shit. Constant constipation. Blazing. Hot like Cajun. Not Kanye West, but she said it's so amazing. Yeah. Been a star like a constellation. In the White House like inauguration. Presidential Lincoln like I'm Ronald Reagan. Pocket full of chips like I've been to Vegas. Yeah, I'm a star like Ringo. Putting numbers on the table, line them up like bingo. He know, I'ma set it off like Cleo. Snitching bullets make the rats slip like Dio. Yeah,
you know the team, you know how we do. Tryna bubble, gotta make big moves and lose. Not till we all on top of big knives. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop. Hell no, man, the grind won't stop.
stop. Hell no, I'm in the grind, won't stop.
Making moves like a nigga playing chess. Yes, steady cashing them checks. You already know who's next. Got girls ain't even mine, wanna give me the sex. You gotta be talking cheese if you talking to me. That nigga D, I'm charging a fee. Ain't even fucking for free, you know me. Money still is on my mental. You can blame it on all of the shit that I've been through. Life was never simple, so money became very influential. Now my game's sharper than a Ginsu. Killing instrumentals, boy I'm on point like a pencil. You best check my credentials, nigga.
Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Stop, hell no, I mean the grind won't stop.
Yeah, you know the team, you know how we do.
Tryna bubble, gotta make big moves, can't lose. Not till we all on top with big knives. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. Hell no, I mean the grind won't stop.
Stop, hell no, I mean the grind won't stop. You now listen to the smooth sounds of Rick and Daddy's music.
Hey!
So broke, goddamn, all I think about is lick. I go to the mall, wouldn't holler at a bro, cause I already know I ain't shit. And my niggas ran away, wasn't real with a nigga, so I had to drop niggas real quick.
Hey,
now
hey.
They looking at me shy for the price on my life, but it's cool, I ain't worried about shit. Goddamn, free KNG. Funny how this rap shit found me. When I was down bad, why they clown on me? Getting high from the grind till I OD. RP the pills, I gotta keep it trip. Niggas running on the boy, goddamn, man, I don't even know.
Nigga, you don't even know.
Made me wanna cop back on these niggas.
What?
Cause I know they wanna hold me, fuck.
Dropout.
When I sold my Vic, made me think it wasn't worth 800. Young nigga bought a mic, tryna make his money back in the hood. I'ma stay LA, honey. And even if I don't, man, fuck what a nigga say.
Hey.
Yeah, I know my time coming. For you niggas talking down and you hoes talking down, man, fuck it, y'all keep your mouth running. Young nigga got bigger problems, don't fuck with a strong, she was quick to holler. You ain't about shit, I don't break a dollar. Oh, lie that nigga, I be quick to spot him, yeah, I'm quick to spot him. Look, now you niggas wanna fuck with a nigga tough.
What?
Wanna blow a nigga phone up, what the fuck?
What?
Hey, but that thing ain't sweet, I get it why they hating on me.
Look.
Fuck.
I can see it in they face. I can see it in they face.
I see it in y'all niggas' faces, nigga.
I can see it in they faces.
Struggle. nigga too sexy, girl. You still cut for a nigga when I ain't have a thing. And you didn't care what the bitch say, you wasn't ashamed. You said I'ma ride or die for my nigga on a 9-to-5 and not nigga. And I'm ready to pull them triggers if it's for my nigga. And every time we made love, we was into it. Pussy smell like water in a 7-6. And I would never need another girl. Take to one and dine. I wash her back and then she washes mine. Water all down her spine. And we do it in the showers. We doing it for hours, hours. Then we soak all the towels. I wrap up on her and she like that. Biting on my neck saying she like that. We kinda like it. I guess that's how it goes. But you get it. Love is so addicting. Too legit to quit it. So I guess it's my last line. You put good in the bad side. So back to the past line.
I need you to believe me when I say I'll never leave. I'm here to stay. No matter the struggle.
Major R&B. Yo, what up, CT? You know what I'm talking about? Shawty bad. Yeah. Look how she working, man. Just keep your heart, CT. Keep your heart.
The truth hurts, baby. Well, I guess I tell by four lies. Oh my, she my type of girl. I'm her type of guy. She my drunk and trust. She my type of high. She suicide finding. I'm ready to die. She twerking to the left. She twerking to the right. So many drinks up in my system. I gotta take you home tonight. Wake up in the morning, smoke a blunt until the sunrise. She say she ain't really into all them fun guys. And I reply, I'm as real as can be. Baby, that's the reason why you layin' here with me. All you really need is some TLC. You crazy, sexy, cool, and that's all I need. She pulled back the sheets, gave me a kiss on my cheek. And put that Kylan Tilly shit on repeat, MLG.
Yeah.
what you about. Come on and trust me, I take care of your body, baby. You drive me crazy, you want it wasted. We can do it however you like, but don't you slow it down. The way you move it around, girl, you're making me proud. I gotta scream it out loud.
Slap yourself, man.
So this one girl works. I mean, she's like, I think they need to make her as a training facility. She's like a what not to do. Like, what not to do is like, I think, it's like, is there a rule that she does not break? She always coming back. She give me, because, you know, they be on it. If you don't come back for them breaks sometimes, they be clocking you behind now for 30 minutes. And you ain't getting paid for that, by the way. You can get paid from 30 minutes, you get clocked out. So they be clocking her out. Every time she always come back, why are they cutting me out? It's a 15-minute break. Why are you just coming back here 20 minutes? Like, seriously, like, you cannot get mad because you're getting clocked out. And then she be having her one of her, she be listening to music, she be having a headset in her ear, trying to listen to music. Don't know about that, but that shit was looking stupid. Then she offered, then, you know, that they enforced this dumbass rule, which I don't agree with, but it was the rule where he said, you can't talk. But hell, she's the type of person why we can't talk. She's so goddamn loud. Then the other thing that pissed me off, which I'm gonna finalize it here, which is if you're on the phone talking to people, the number one rule is take control of the goddamn call. Do not let this person ramble on and on and on and on and on about nothing. And then not only are you letting them ramble, but then you go, but then you encouraging it. You got to fucking have to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Because if they fire her over that, she can't get mad. And she always on her cell phone. It's a HIPAA law to be on. So, I don't know, man. She's a fucking dumbass. And I had to let that one out. I just be, every time I look at, she, I was doing something she had no business doing.
I don't know if I ever told y'all this ghetto fighting or whatever, or this ratchet stuff that I see. Okay, I don't know. Like, I already told y'all we've been buying stuff to be moving and stuff or whatever. So we always go to Walmart, like, late at night. We never go to Walmart during the day. It's always at, like, 2. And so when we go, it's always this one lady that's working in electronics or whatever. So we're going to go look for TVs.
What are you talking about?
We got to go look for TVs and stuff. We're going to see how much and price them or go look for games, and we always end up seeing her. So one day we go, we stopped by the 47-inch, and it was on sale for $378. And she walked by, she was like, ooh, $378 in my price range. We looked at her like, I was like, are you supposed to be getting me to buy a TV? She was like, that's not my price range. If you don't get your life. And then we walked by like the Element TVs that are like $179, and she was like, yeah, no, see, that's what I'm talking about. I can give that there. We was like, okay, like, can you please get a life? Because we didn't ask you what your budget was for your television, because clearly you're not buying one. But we always have to go through that with her. That's family, the ghetto fighting that I see every time we go into Walmart. We see her every time we go in Walmart. Her and her shiny wig.
This is one, I don't even want to call it stud or whatever, that be off of Walmart sagging over here. She worked there, and she be in there sagging the cashies.
You know what I'm thinking about today? I had this random thought in my head. If you put up a picture and you say you and your girl man shit, you sagging, can you say that shit?
Yeah.
How the hell can you say that? How the hell can
you
put
like a man in prison?
And you
like grown man in prison.
And you got your fucking pins all sagging.
Really? Somebody just posted a picture of UTA. Keep in mind, UTA is a college. They just sent out a memo, and it says graduates and guest tickets required to attend the, you know, graduation. And, of course, graduate is spelled G-R-A-D-E-U-A-T-E. I don't know what that is. At all. Chief
Chad
is supposed to be a picture.
Oh, I got stuff for pocket change today, too, when we get to it.
Okay, if you want to go first, then we can get into it. But for those who don't know what pocket change is, pocket change is when we, you know, pretty much y'all write us in with any questions or any situations that you have and you want some advice from people that's not going to, you know, sugarcoat the truth or what we think is the truth for ourselves or whatever. And keep in mind, we come from a place that, you know, if we know that it's stupid, we're just going to say you're stupid. Like, we're not going to be like, well, you might just want to blah, 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 blah. No, we're not here to pat you on the back and be Oprah. We're going to tell you the truth. So that's what pocket change is. Say, you want to go first?
Yes. This came from Tuesday show. We really get into it. We kind of tapped it. But I told him, I said, I'll bring it up on Tuesday. I mean, I kind of know the answer. And she's saying, the only reason why she said she wanted to make sure she got some good advice on it because, well, she's not married, but she said because of, you know, because I'm also on Tuesday, really is only one host on Tuesday is married. But over here is two people married and getting their opinion on this, which was, her question was about her aunt that she had, her aunt situation, which was, is there any such thing as when you marry, is there such thing as being too available for your spouse?
And
what
type of way?
Me, what the hell does that mean? Like, if she kind of broke down the story, like, for instance, like,
is she wanting to know that somebody would say that, or, like, does she have a specific definition of what
that is? Her take was, do you agree that, you know, how do you feel about that statement? Like, as far as how do you feel about that situation? Is that the answer to that question yes, or is it no, and why?
I mean, I don't know. I can say yeah, no, because there is no such thing as being too busy for, you know, to correct the things when there's problems. But as far as, you know, like, let's say instead of voicing your opinion on something, you like to nag at the person that you're with and try to come up, you never have time for this and this and this and that, and you never da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, that becomes the issue because I learned this when I went to premarital counseling. They tell you when you get upset, never say you never, because that means you're pretty much telling your spouse they never have done that instead of saying you're not doing it right now. So, I mean, I can see why people would say you're never available for me, but I guess it would depend on in what context
he spends most of his time with her, but she made a big deal about the fact that he wanted to have a little bit of me time. He was hanging out. He was doing something totally innocent, and he was hanging out with somebody, and she made a big deal about, you know, she went to church all mad because he went and hanged out with one of his friends, but he didn't want to go to church with her that night or whatever. So she made a big deal about it.
Fell asleep on the couch. I thought he was going.
So that was what her take was on, like the fact of why, you know. Is that right? You know, is there such thing as being too available? Like, do you have to feel bad about being, even though you're married, and yes, you want to make sure you spend a lot of time with your spouse, you have to feel bad about every now and then not having to always be under your spouse.
No, because it's always going to be somebody who's going to start regretting doing too much of something. Like, I guess I can't put it into words. Like, if we're always going to the club together, but, like, you know you want to hang out with your friends sometimes, and you know you want to do this and this and that sometimes, even though you may not voice it, one of y'all is feeling like, man, I sure would rather hang out with my friends sometimes. It's not a problem per se, but, you know, it's just a thing of actually having to be around somebody 24/7. Like, I guess it just comes along with the territory. The same goes with, like, when you grew up with your siblings.
like you love them and shit, but you would much rather have hung out with your friends on the weekends than your brothers and sisters sometimes, you know. So I guess that's how I feel on it. I mean, I have no issue going somewhere with KJ a lot and having, you know, being there or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you just want to be able to hang out with your friends and, you know, not have to have any restrictions as far as, you know, somebody saying, oh, well, I can do this and this and that while you're doing this and that. Like, no, why don't you just stay at home this time and then we can switch and rotate and you have your me time so that, you know, I don't have to worry about you want to go home and I still want to hang out with my boys or something like that. You know, it's always something that goes along with it. So, I don't know. That's how I see it.
Well, my opinion is, you know, I see an advertisement for a rush card on Facebook. That's my opinion on the situation.
You know what? I'm kind of got respect for this rush card just because they came a long way. You can go to the ATM now, and it's not going to cost you to take the money out of it. And they put your paycheck, they deposit your paycheck in there 2 days before, you know, everybody else is usually in there. You know, I'm like, damn, these niggas is on it. So I respect them for that. That's one thing I will say about the rush card. You know, y'all niggas gonna pay me a check. I just fucking advertise the hell, y'all. I need a goddamn check.
I just got in full effect right now.
What's the PayPal information, Goldie? Where do they need to see the PayPal money?
Teen Talk 2008, Teen as in Teenager, Talk 2008,
@yahoo.com. All right, okay. So go ahead and get over right now. Sir, go ahead and deposit that money over there, please.
Got this debit, so then I found my PayPal debit card. So I'm like, as soon as you give me them funds, I can go swoopity swipe wherever I need to go. So
yes, shout out to the PayPal credit card. I will promote that, though. I will promote that for free. Shout out to the PayPal credit card. I'll be caught, man. Cause I hate that 3 day. If you wait for it to go to your bank account, you gotta wait 2 to 3 business days. Everybody got time for that, man. So you want to spend it right away. I'm like, man, they should have spent it. They had the car. That was it.
Okay. Oh, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm getting sidetracked by a lot of stuff. But me and one of the girls in my challenge group, we keep talking about doing like a 5K to start off the challenge or whatever. Not so early in the challenge, but to start it off. And we want to do the foam glow. And the foam glow is where you wear white, and it's like a foam. It's like a big foam party race where you end up with, like, glowing colors on, and you end up partying at the end with black lights and stuff. If y'all want to do that and y'all in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it'll be on September 6th. But if y'all want to get into that, let me know because they're $20 right now, and they'll go up to $30. They're going up to $30 on the 23rd of this month. So if y'all want to get in on that thing, man, let me know because y'all know I'm down to be childish all up and through the phone.
That's during the week of me and Beyonce's birthday. That's me and Beyonce's birthday week.
I'll get your life.
Don't hate, appreciate, okay?
Okay, I have a letter from a girl. What was her name? Her name's Claire. Is it Claire? No, C-L-A-R. Oh, Claire Dene? I don't know. It looks like it's that Claire Dene. I'm just going to call you Claire, okay? Thanks. It looks like it's Claire Dene, unless it's Claire, middle name Dene. I don't know. You. Hey, you. So she said, I said hurtful things to this guy last month on Facebook. Like, we have been cool forever. And I said, I hope you are never there when I eat there. And, you know, he works where my grandmother lives. And when I talk to him, you know, we always talk, and the last time he said something about me, we were talking and I told him that I was bisexual. And he made a comment about bisexuals being the scum of the earth and blah, 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 blah. So I went on the Facebook and I called him all types of names. But when I got to thinking about it, he was just voicing his opinion, and I'm not really one to get upset about what other people have to say. That I apologize to him, and, you know, I'm usually, you know, I'm grown, so I usually don't ask questions about somebody accepting my apology. But this is somebody that, you know, I have conversations with on a normal day basis, and now the conversations are just gone. And he says he doesn't hold grudges, but what can I do to show him that, you know, that I'm not, I didn't just go off on him as some bitter black woman, that I really just meant that I was hurt. I don't know what to tell you. Claire May, I don't think it's that serious. I really don't think it's that serious. I think y'all just had a heated debate, and then he stopped caring. I really think that's what happened. Y'all had a heated debate about you being bisexual, and he was just like, okay, I really don't like bisexuals, so I think we can just end this conversation. You got upset, you went to his Facebook and started talking crap, and now he doesn't want to talk to you anymore. I mean, I don't see how that's unacceptable. You go where he works at. So, I mean, like, you talk to him while he's working at your grandmother's restaurant. So I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want to talk to you either, because I don't want it to seem like I go out with you, you know, and all we're doing is just arguing about me being whatever the fuck I am. So I don't know. I don't know. I think that's stupid. So I don't even want to answer your question. Like, I don't want to get into it. Anywho.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to answer that question. You just handle that one. Quit being petty. If somebody don't, everybody's, I will say this, though. We're in the world where, I mean, let's bring it to reality. Everyone is not going to agree with you. That's what we got to come to. Because everybody has this whole thing about, yes, it is a, people, not every time somebody says something, it's obviously being disrespectful or being hateful. If they don't necessarily agree, if they don't agree with something, you can't be mad at it. It's due to somebody not agreeing with something and being disrespectful. You ask an opinion, you got the opinion, there you go. Now keep it moving.
Yeah, that's the same thing when me and my brother asked a question on Twitter, and I responded. I didn't, like, put all the words of what I meant in it. I kind of mixed up what I was saying. But, you know, I don't know. I think you got offended because you think that he was judging you as a gay person or a LGBT person, but he was just saying in general. Clearly, if he talks to you and was talking to you afterward until you went off on him because you, I guess you had a relapse, you know, he didn't think nothing of you as a person. He was just voicing his opinion of how he feels about bisexuality. So,
yeah,
I mean,
just about to say that because, what straight and gay people have a very, I mean, I know, man, people get way too caught up in being politically correct.
Yes.
You got to watch everything you say to your best friend now because they're going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
But you would say something like black people are never on time, and you ain't nothing to be said.
That's stupid.
Gay people will probably go harder on you than he would. He just told you, basically, like a lot of people, they view bisexuality as somebody just confused as hell. I mean, it seems like you're dabbling, like you don't know if you want to be gay. Like, that may not be the case. I mean, maybe you truly like both sides of the spectrum, but that's how it's viewed.
Yeah, because actually, you just said it perfectly. Gay people actually go harder. I watch some of my gay people's shots to be on my page and saying stuff, and they be letting people. They do not. You think straight people be going there bisexual people? Try the gay people in the community, the gay people in the LGBT community, and then the lesbians and the gays. Try to numb that. They don't like that because it's the same reason why a straight guy that comes as like a bisexual person, they don't want somebody that don't know, and they're going to be like, well, I mean, I want to be gay today, and I want to be straight today,
and you don't know what your situation gonna be.
Exactly.
So you gotta watch that out of time.
Hey, especially, I can understand his anger. Yeah, like you saying, I understand his anger. I see, like I tell, you know, I had an argument with my family about it. So, you know, that shows you that I don't really hold strong opinions on either side. But my thing is, I understand where people that are gay, like I know that you're gay and you've been gay your whole entire life, and I know that this is what you live and you're not trying to hide it. I can understand that. But for the people that actually are going through phases and stuff like that, like, you setting yourself up for people to tell you, you know, about yourself, because one minute you want to snap on people that are homophobes, but the other moment you want to be right there with them because somebody gay broke your heart,
mm-hmm.
just like you thought that going gay was going to fix your, you know. But the people that are gay, the reason why they feel as though they have to come out is because when you hear somebody, mainly just homophobic men or women, not necessarily people that are comfortable with their lifestyle, so that wouldn't apply to them, but mainly homophobic, they usually tend to say, oh, well, as long as that gay motherfucker don't touch me, or as long as the gayness don't rub, you like, I'm pretty sure even though they're gay, they still have taste. Like, they don't automatically like you because they're gay. And, you know, it's just
where is this ignorant-ass thought process of killing people? How, like, it's a disease, and they're, oh, my God. Ain't every straight girlfriend come touch every guy.
But you got to think about it, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what us as straight people have to think about. You don't hear them. You know, of course, there's times where they'll talk about you being straight, but those are the same people that are just as bad as homophobes. But we're talking about the people that are just genuinely in their gayness, you know, or LGBT-ness, or should I say. And, you know, I mean it with the most heart. But, you know, you don't ever hear them saying, oh, that straight motherfucker better not come by me and rub his straightness off on me. Like, because
right.
it's not the norm to be gay. So when you come out as gay, you're declaring that, you know, hey, I like what I like. I don't have to like you. That doesn't necessarily mean I like you, but I like who I like. So you don't have to pretend like, you know, you don't have to be awkward with me and stare me. Is this nigga gay? You don't have to do that. You know that I'm gay now. So you can either not fuck with me or you can. You know, that's most people that I know that are genuinely gay's reason for coming out.
People have said this plenty of times. It's not the people who are gay that bother you. It's the ones that freaking, I'm talking about the gay people, it's not the people who are gay that bother you. It's the people that run around and always act so homophobic, but they got it, but then you find out later on down the line, they was doing some gay stuff to themselves. That pisses me off. It's always the people at the extra hard, and I always want to call you gay when you call you gay because you did something that wasn't a male egotistic type of thing, and they want to call you gay, but then you come out 5 years, you know it's 5 years later, you got a wife, you ain't never done nothing gay, but then you realize this nigga come out the closet 5 years later. So that's crazy to hell up, like.
But that's when it's heartbreaking. Like, that's when people will argue with you and things of that nature. Because, like, even though, like, because my boss is openly gay now, I can talk about, you know, people that I know that are gay. I wouldn't have put his business out there until he came out, because he felt that, you know, even though everybody that knew him knew he was gay, he still had to be a certain way, because the industry that he was in, yeah, it's full of gay men, but the people that are passing out checks usually aren't. So, you know, you act too gay in a business meeting, so one guy might look at you like, oh, you fag, you know, something, and then you're like, what the fuck, you're going to be trying to fight the dude that's cashing you a check. So, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's too sensitive. Like, it's too sensitive to bring up anything about a gay person. I do agree with that, and that's what annoys me about it. But on the other hand, I can see why people feel the need for them to come out
versus, you know, staying in the closet and not talking about their sexuality. Because the same way everybody looks and turns to the side when two gay men walk down the street holding hands, you know, two gay men are sitting next to each other trying not to hold hands while two straight people are able to. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like,
sure.
You know, it's sensitive to them when we talk about it because they don't care, you know, when we talk about ours because they know that that's the norm to most people. You know, I don't know. I try to explain it to people because I've hung around people so much to understand it, but I don't know. It's just an awkward situation. But like I said, you took that way too seriously. I don't see him as being a basher or trying to be rude towards you. I think he's seen that as frustration that, you know, that you seem like, you probably seem like one of them girls that was going through a quote-unquote phase. Because it's usually a lot of girls that go by around your age that you are, and then 2 years later, you pregnant and you act like you never dated a girl back in the day. So, I mean, that's probably, you probably came off as one of those people when you started talking about it. So, I wouldn't be surprised if he don't want to talk to you and not going to talk to you.
Okay, can we get this straight up like that? When people say this, everybody goes through a phase. What the hell are you talking about? Where do y'all get this? Well, what is the fact that everybody goes through that phase? Show me on paper factual evidence that every girl goes through that phase, and then I'll believe you. Until then, that's the dumbest shit. That's one of the dumbest things I hate people saying. Every girl goes through that phase. That's annoying. That's known to the gay, to the GLBT community. I said it's so wrong order. it's annoying. It's annoying to everybody else. Nobody, people of both sexes do not like that shit.
Whoa, this pocket change.
Oh Lord, y'all see we going in today.
Okay, so this guy, he says, now what his question as the subject is, what should I do because I'm really heated? And he just sent this in, like, literally it came in, it came in right when we were playing music, just around that time. And so
he get inside the microwave or something? He said he's really heated.
He said he's really heated. He pissed off. He said he just broke up with his girlfriend literally a week ago, and since then she has been bad mouthing him. And what he did was, in the time that they were dating, they're older. They're like, I think he's 28.
Okay.
He's one of my friends. Let me see. Yeah, he's like 28, because he graduated in 2004,
2005,
2004, one of them two. And so,
he's 28 or 29, okay.
Basically, he was saying he just broke up with her. And throughout that time, she has three children, and he claimed all three of them. And basically, so none of those are his. And he claimed all of them. And
she's
around saying that, you know, he's a deadbeat dad. And, you know, calling him this and this and this and that, all this stuff out of the book, and basically, been slandering his name. You know, she been photoshopping pictures of him. You know, of course, they've been together for a while, so they probably have, sexy pictures and stuff in each other's phones. So people get down like that. So they've been photoshopping pictures. She been photoshopping pictures of him with, dudes in his picture and stuff like that, saying he gay and, going to the extreme. And, you know, she'll go on all of his Instagram pictures and, slander his name and put his phone number and address and say he has HIV and all this other stuff. And basically they just broke up because she had an abortion, you know, right before they broke up. And he said he's pretty sure it's because she cheated and she didn't want it to come down to, once that baby came out, if there was any doubt, that, you know, he would take a DNA test and that he really wouldn't be with her.
And so, you know, she's been going around saying that he paid for her abortion and all of this stuff. And she said he's really not this type of dude, and it's crazy to be taking care of the three kids that she has. So he wants to know, like, what do y'all think that we should be, what do y'all think that he should go about this? Should he go, do y'all think he should go a legal route, or should he just, you know, charge it to the game, you know, report the pictures, block her, and all of that stuff, and go on about his day? That's what he wants to know.
Because when black people want to be niggas, when black people want to be niggas and they don't want to listen to reason, and they're going to keep doing it, and then they disrespect, they slandering you to the extreme, it's time to take their ass to fucking court. Because she's, almost everything he's going through right now, not necessarily in the same situation of the same person, but I've been through some. I remember in mass media chat room, he know first thing he what I'm talking about right now. I had this freaking hating ass show that they were so mad and hating on me so hard, they made a fake Twitter, fake Facebook called Seti Gay instead of Seti J, which is fucking whack. Who has that kind of time? But, you know, just really going out of line and trying to slander, but, you know, the truth will come. The truth shall set you free. And because she's to learn a lesson because she's ungrateful. This dude took care of your kids. Let me make sure I put that out there, that are not his, and you want to be disrespectful. If you did some dirt, admit it.
I think because you broke up with her, because you found out about it, and it probably was like an aha moment for you, and she was expecting you, because you have been a bigger man and you have been, you know, doing stuff that, you know, no other dude would probably do for her because of her attitude and how she is, then, you know, she took that as, you know, oh, well, I'm making sure nobody else wants to talk to him either. And, you know, she went that route with it, and, like, she did it to the extreme.
Right. And the thing is, the reason why the guy was taking care of your kids, because he wanted to show you, A, that's how much he cares about you. B, he wants to show you that he's ready for kids. And C, because of the fact that, yes, he's ready for kids, he is doing this with you, he eventually wants to have a kid by you. So for you to throw this shit in his face and get an abortion, in which any good, respected man that had a timeline says no, they don't agree with that, and you hate on that, you got to be the sorriest female I've ever been in my life, ever. Like, bro,
taking care of the other three, the three that aren't his, and he, like, hurt because you took the only child of his, you know, away, then that's, like, messed up. Like,
My
solution may not solve nothing, but hit up your little female, two or three of your female cousins, and had them beat up or something. Just get in the mud for a day or two. And like, yeah, bitch, don't be playing on my shit, and then go on about your day.
Especially if it's public knowledge that those kids are not his. If it's public knowledge, why are people dwelling? Because the thing is, if I'm reading what you were saying, if I'm taking in what you're saying,
but even then, it's messed up that is public knowledge, because he has been claiming them. Basically, what he told me, because he put it in parentheses, you know, one of the kids was a newborn at the time, and once he started dating, like a couple months later, you know, none of the baby daddies were in the picture whatsoever. She gets child support for one of the children, and so, you know, that's why I was saying wow when I was reading it. I read the whole thing. But it's just basically, like, it's a whole bunch of craziness. And, like, you know, it's not hard to believe, because there's plenty of women that we all know that we went to school with that do this every day to their baby daddy.
Yeah.
That all they want to do is see their kids. Like, forget
your relationship that you want to have with this man, because at the end of the day, your children are going to respect you a whole lot more, and they're going to be the ones that kind of help you steer him back into your life if he wants to come back. Like, your kids
right.
are going to be the
yeah.
number one thing that will help you get back into the door for that, and you hooking it up for them and him. I don't know. That's messed up. That's messed up all the way around for you, because you messed up three children's, pretty much father figure. You messed that up for them in their whole entire life now.
I'm willing to bet she's going to be the same chick that's going to be on Father's Day hating. Shout out to the women that's his mama and his daddy. She's going to be the same. She's going to be that same chick going to do that on Father's Day. I've already been doing that earlier today. Not about this letter, but I just started this random thought about, I'm going to be really annoyed by, I'm annoyed by every year the girls that say that.
No, but we're declaring tonight on Real Spill Radio, episode 2007, whatever one it is. We're declaring
episode 24, so they miss it. They can look it up and not mess it up.
We're declaring that Mother's Day this year is going to be considered. Fathers who get tired of hearing baby mamas that got tired of getting cheated on by a man that you knew cheated, but you stayed with him anyway, and now he don't want to claim his kids' day, since y'all want to be childish every year and post that shit. So there we go. We already said it in advance.
I mean, for real, I just hate it. Let the days be, y'all, people don't let Mother's Day be sacred. Let Father's Day be sacred, man. Y'all keep missing out on, there's so many dads out here really doing something for their kids and really being part of their kids' lives. Y'all got it so confused. Enjoy Mother's Day, and I'm sorry for lack of a better word, shut the fuck up on Mother's Day. You don't see single dad. Did you ever see a single dad on Mother's Day say, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna claim Mother's Day too"? That's stupid. That sounds dumb as hell. And they put it this way too. And anybody in the LGBT community feels the type of way. Get your life. I'm gonna need studs to stop saying Happy Father's Day to me. Say Happy Mother's Day.
Yes. It'd be different if y'all have adopted child children as a couple. But if you know that your fresh, quote unquote, gay girlfriend is pregnant, clearly she don't like the pipe as much as you probably thinking she does. And I guarantee you she going to cheat on you with another one. I work with a girl that she has two children. She had just had another one, and she was pregnant while she was there. And she was gay, quote-unquote gay. But she'll tell you, it's not going to be nothing that's going to keep me away from penis, even though I love vagina more than anything. And I'm like, are you sure? If you can tell me that you can stay away from penis, how does that mean that you're gay? How can you explain that to me? But I don't know. I need y'all to stop doing that, studs. Please. 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 Appreciate it.
we went over the street. We went over the live stream.
Yeah.
A lot of people, y'all got to catch the rest of the archives. We talking about it after the fake. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's crazy, though. Like, I don't know. That's the type of girl that is, had y'all been in the same room and, you know, she was arguing with him and you heard all of her business, she'd be the type of girl that you break up the fight and be like, please take your stupid ass home. Like, he ain't finna argue with you no more. Just shut up. He's the type of girl you just stop them in their tracks of arguing and be like, please just stop. You're making yourself look
horrible to stop. Because that's crazy. No, ma'am. No. Mm-mm. That's crazy. I can't. But,
I was like, yeah, why is Michigan music playing on my...
But anywho, yeah, I know we got to get to the last... We went past the last 5 minutes of the show, so I guess we can give y'all the announcements, and we'll broadcast these out on the social networks as well. Sage, so, you got anything going on in the area this weekend?
Yeah, man, you know, that's what I said, man. Man, you know, man, it's going down this Friday in beautiful downtown Dallas, D-Town, over in the west end of Dallas. Am I doing a good impersonation, Goldie?
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to try. Anyway, well, see, we got a Zook Lounge, beautiful Zook Lounge. We got the beautiful, talented Tiana Taylor coming back. She was there for Thanksgiving. I was there last time. She was there for Black Friday. She's coming again this Friday. She confirmed it on her Twitter. You know, she talked about it. She said, in her words, she said she cannot wait to come back because she had such a great time last time she was there. So shout out to Tiana Taylor. It's going down tomorrow. Make sure you get there. I don't have my link yet, but make sure you hit, sir, go to... God darn it. I forgot the goddamn link. Y'all got to forgive me. If you try to get an RSVP, free for 11, make sure you go. It's a long link, too. That's why I forget it. Try to get used to this long-ass link. All right, so I'm trying to RSVP for Zoot this Friday to get it free for 11. Make sure you go to... There we go. God, it'd be taking all day to find us out. Just go search Albert Lee on Facebook and add him or message him, let him know you want to RSVP. He'll give you the link. Because I'm going to this nigga page. It took us so long to find the damn link. But go there, hit him up, let him know you want to get on there. King, and then you get a 3 for 11. Also, you want to get a table, let him know you want to get a table. And there you go. It's in beautiful downtown Dallas. Can't miss it. Right across, it's like right across the street from the Hooters next door to House of Blues. So you can't miss it. There you go.
If y'all trying to get on this challenge, it's 30 days. Well, actually, it's not 30 days. Actually, 365 all year. But we do 30-day challenges every month so that people can keep tracking, jump in whenever they would like. You know, so we have groups of people that want to do certain stuff by their birthdays, by their weddings, just to get fit. We have certain groups for that type of stuff, and we have stuff set up for them. We're working with the nutritionist, and we have a men's side and a girl's side, and we actually just confirmed a prize for both. There's going to be a $100 prize for one and a $100 prize for the other group. And it's actually going to go down, man. I think y'all need to hop on it. It's facebook.com/group/getfitwithgoldie. That's G-O-L-D-I-I. And if you let me, you want to know how to get into the group for the men, just hit me up and I'll let you know. So that's as simple as it is, man. Thursdays, 10 o'clock, 347-202-0389. See y'all.